When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1952, Gratitude, Living in the Tender Space, by Danae Smith of thiswondrouslife.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome back to Optimal Living Daily, or the OLD podcast, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is where I read to you from some of the best blogs I can find and get permission from, mostly covering personal development and minimalism on this show. For now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Gratitude, Living in the Tender Space, by Danae Smith of thiswondrouslife.com. There are days that feel hard, not necessarily because stuff is out of whack or not working out. Everything is as it should be, but still, it feels hard. It feels as if pieces are missing or just aren't fitting. It feels as if there isn't enough and never will be enough. Yesterday was one of those days for me. Yesterday was a day of a lot of feelings, mostly familiar. Tears burned at the corner of my eyes as I kept thinking about how things were and how I wished they could be, and all the ways they weren't what I felt they should be. Discontentment and discouragement stood ready to receive me. It was easy to follow them. I get comfortable and run the gamut of woulda, shoulda, coulda. To be honest, I kind of went there a little bit. It's quite easy to do. It's easy to make myself at home in a space full of questioning, doubting, and worrying, even though it is not where I want to be. When I got home from work, I made myself a cup of hot cocoa, grabbed my journal, and gave myself room. Room to process and write it out, room to feel and to acknowledge what was happening. I think sometimes we can get overwhelmed with life, with the in-between, and never give ourselves room to feel and acknowledge it. We don't give ourselves permission to feel the disappointment, the frustration, or the fear. We are often in this tender space of living what is in front of us, yet anticipating what's to come. In that tender space, we will feel all the feels. I think that's what makes it tender. It's a space we are meant to feel and walk out. I realize this space can either make you or break you. It can either heal you or destroy you. I say this because how we manage ourselves in this space determines so much. It shapes you, molds you, chisels you. What you become is entirely up to you. But this space isn't only tender because we are meant to feel it and manage ourselves well in it. I think it's also tender because it is an invitation to live well. I realize more and more that we live in a fast-paced world. Things are happening quickly. Technology is advancing rapidly. We have everything literally at our fingertips. We grow impatient with long lines when our internet connection is slow. We fast forward through commercials and do everything we can to drive in the express lanes. There's nothing wrong with that to some extent. I realize our impatience with the simple things like traffic or long lines trickles down to impatience with ourselves and our process. It shows me how quickly we need things to be done. It is impossible to not grow impatient with one's journey or process because we live in a time where everything happens fast. It is frustrating to have a dream swelling within you and feeling as if it will never happen. It is hard to still hope and build the dream when the hype has died down and it feels mundane and insignificant. It is hard because we live in a time where overnight success is the trend and almost expectation. I get it, I'm there with you. But amid all that, I'm learning that living well is not something that can be rushed. Resting in the tender space between life lived and dreams fulfilled can't be fast forward. When I look at my life journey and my dreams that seem so far away and so impossible, I realize it was never meant to be rushed. It was never meant to happen overnight or in a blink of an eye. I was meant to live in this constant tension because it is an invitation for me to find the dream in front of me. It is an invitation to growth and discovery. How my heart is positioned and where my mind is focused shapes so much of how I show up in this space. I believe the fuel to manage oneself well is gratitude. Gratitude is powerful. It is so simple yet carries weight. Gratitude can shift your heart. It can turn your gaze to what matters. It can completely rearrange your perspective. We cannot live well without gratitude. We cannot sustain our dreams without gratitude. It's not always easy to choose. It is easier to compare, even though it hurts. It is easier to complain, even though it changes nothing. It is easier to criticize others, even though it won't make us any better. It is easier to do all those things because it doesn't require much from us to do. But gratitude calls us higher. It pushes us to see the beauty in what we have right now. It celebrates the little things. It finds peace in the now. It does not forsake dreams or shame, hoping for more. No, gratitude increases our capacity to receive and manage our dreams and hopes. It positions our hearts to be humble and patient, hopeful and persistent. So today is a new day. The sky is gray and I can feel the chill in my bones. Even so, I will choose gratitude today. I'll choose to be thankful for what I have now and find joy in it. I won't bemoan where I am. I won't compare my journey as I build this wondrous life and as I live my life. I won't criticize the success of others or judge their journey. No, I will choose gratitude, giving it permission to shift my heart, turn my gaze, and clarify my perspective. What will you do? You just listened to the post titled Gratitude, Living in the Tender Space by Danae Smith of thiswondrouslife.com. Thank you to Danae. I couldn't agree more. Patience is one of those traits that seems harder and harder to come by just because the things we used to be patient with in the past now have faster solutions, just like the examples she mentioned, like fast forwarding through commercials. Granted, we'd often channel surf during commercials back in the day. That was our way of getting around the commercials. But so many other things that would take a long time or a lot of effort, like getting directions instead of GPS, slow internet, calling someone instead of email or text, all these things have changed so much over time to make them more quote unquote convenient. You can even listen to this podcast faster if you want in most apps and select 1.5x or 2x the speed. All of this has happened and it can make us more impatient. But patience is an amazing trait and it takes people places. People who I've seen reach their own definition of success will likely say that they had a lot of patience in a place where others did not. If you can stand out and have that patience in pretty much whatever it is you do, I think you'll prosper. So have that patience, stick with it. Thank you for being here and listening to me and for subscribing to the show. That's the only way I've been able to continue doing this. It's by you subscribing and coming back to listen patiently. So thank you, it means a lot. And I'll be back tomorrow reading to you where your optimal life awaits.